A civilian jury in Southern California acquitted a former U.S. Marine. He faced charges that he participated in the execution of Iraqi detainees. Jose Nazario was the first former serviceman to be brought up on war crimes charges in a civilian courtroom. From member station KPCC, Stephen Cuevas reports.
Nazario could have spent about 30 years in prison if convicted of manslaughter and other charges. The 28-year-old former Marine instead strode out of federal court in Riverside, head held high, hand in hand with his mother, Sandra Montañez.
Yeah, justice was without a doubt served here today. It's been a long, hard year for my family. I want the same justice for every Marine, soldier, and sailor who has served or is serving in harm's way today. And I can't wait to get on with the rest of my life.
Nazario was accused of killing two unarmed Iraqi detainees during combat operations in Fallujah. Prosecutors say he then ordered Sergeants Ryan Weimer and Jermaine Nelson to execute two other insurgents, both of whom had surrendered. The Marines refused to testify and were held in contempt. They face murder charges in a military court. There were also other setbacks for the prosecution. Attorneys for the government failed to produce any forensic evidence or eyewitness accounts of the alleged murders. They relied instead on secondhand accounts from other Marines in Nazario's squad.
If you're going to put the people under the microscope like this, you better have some physical evidence.
Lead defense attorney Kevin McDermott.
All you really had at the very worst here was some testimony of some kids who've been through hell and back. And the jury thought it was fairly obvious that the stories didn't match and the fog of war had definitely kicked in for these kids.
Prosecutors argued it was the jury's duty to convict Nazario, but one juror said there just wasn't enough evidence to send a man to prison for 30 years. Assistant U.S. attorneys would only say they accepted the jury's decision. The government brought the case against Nazario to civilian court under a relatively new federal law called the Military Extraterritorial Jurisdiction Act, or MEJA. It allows former members of the military to be prosecuted for alleged war crimes years after their service is through. It was crafted primarily to prosecute civilian contractors who commit crimes while working for the U.S. military abroad. The Nazario case was watched closely by military law experts like Bruce Einhorn. He's a retired federal judge, now teaching war crime studies at Pepperdine University. He supports MEJA and thinks cases like Nazario's should continue to be heard in a civilian setting.
May, however, persuade the prosecutors that they will have to investigate cases even more intensely. Doesn't mean, though, that the precedent has been set for us not to bring these cases.
But one of Jose Nazario's other attorneys, Joe Price, says the verdict dealt a potentially lethal blow to MEJA.
We're all going to take a close look at MEJA, and we're all going to reach out to our various contacts, have Congress take another look at the application of MEJA in this context.
To revise it or to abolish it or what?
To revise it so that we keep combat, alleged combat incidents out of the civilian courtroom, back into a court-martial.
Jose Nazario could once again don a uniform and carry a firearm, not as a Marine, but as a cop with the Riverside Police Department. It's a job he lost when he was arrested last year. The department at the time told Nazario he might be reinstated if he was found not guilty. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Riverside, California.